Hello and welcome to this presentation around the yoga of coaching through the lens of psychosynthesis. In this podcast, I'm presenting an abstract of a training we create at Synthesis Coaching Associates around the yoga of coaching applied through the lens of psychosynthesis. Enjoy your listening. Founded in 2016, with the mission to bring the Synthesis Center, Amherst, Massachusetts, transformational life coaching program to European Transalpine audience, Synthesis Coaching Associates has evolved today toward an eco-sustainable model, now offering an online, on-demand, revolving syllabus designed to maximize the learning experience for an international audience while eliminating the environmental impact associated with travel and in-person sessions. And to do this, we use a combination of the latest distance learning tools enriched by the collaboration of highly qualified international instructors and mentors presenting the only life coach training curriculum that integrates the transformational tools and methodology of psychosynthesis, a transpersonal psychology, and holistic approaches combining Eastern and Western philosophy with the highly effective coaching structure of the ICF core competencies. The program is a professional advancement course intended to enhance coaching skills through a profound understanding of the background of the transpersonal and positive psychology which characterize psychosynthesis. This is gained by an introduction to the original source of this knowledge, the millennial Vedic wisdom traditions, the birthplace of yoga. Concept ranging from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras through Theory U and neurolinguistic programming will be examined in the context of the ICF core competencies to build an effective coaching toolkit. You will be introduced to the beginning and the development of key concepts within the ancient Vedic wisdom tradition, highlighting the correlation with psychosynthesis and its wide background, thereby contributing additional perspective to psychosynthesis life coaching. This project manifested itself in a series of articles starting from March 2018 in the AAP Psychosynthesis Quarterly and is now presented in the form of an advanced coaching training course. Psychosynthesis represents a powerful process of self-realization, a realistic model that is constantly evolving over time toward which we are moving and which is changing through our lifetime. Clients enter coaching in response to a call of self, feeling the need to grow, refocus, expand, or even reinvent their life. And whether they are aware or not, the self always calls. The result is the yoga of coaching, psychosynthesis. Psychosynthesis is defined as a bridge between East and West. Through psychosynthesis, a transpersonal psychology, Roberto Saggioli has created a bridge between East and West, recovering and reevaluating in a modern context the precious content of the ancient Vedic compendium, bringing this treasure of wisdom back to its original light, putting it at the service of humanity through a languages and methodology suitable for modern time. The coaching conversation can be synthesized as a generative learning process through which we train the coachee to transform their limiting belief, mental pattern, broaden the perspective perception of the self and on the external world, which has become internal, with a focus on what needs to emerge, which in psychosynthesis we call the emerging self. The self is the source from which emerges the suitable and ecological action par excellence, also named the yoga of action or karma yoga in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 3. When an action is in line with the self, the source of our being, it is ecological and sustainable and facilitates the evolutionary process. In the Vedic context, it's an action that do not generate reaction or karma. It's the action within the Dharma or cosmic ethical order. Purpose, meaning, and values are the foundation of the awareness of the source and ultimately of our humanity in its highest meaning or supreme synthesis. The dynamic and transformative context of Vedic wisdom offers to coaching a transpersonal system based on life purpose, meaning, and value, bringing awareness of the natural process of self-realization. Therefore, the subject can participate actively to the evolutive process in each desired outcome once the call of self is heard and chosen. This is the same process as in psychosynthesis life coaching. Vedic wisdom approach adds a deeper dimension to coaching in order to facilitate exponentially the reconnection with the self, the source where the ecological and sustainable action emerge, a priority in this time of global crisis we all face. Become aware of already be a self in expression through the personality. It is our ultimate destination or destiny. Vedic wisdom, psychosynthesis, and psychosynthesis life coaching approaches emphasize the importance of having a guide able to help the traveler toward his self-realization, a process with the purpose to reconnect the subject with the awareness of being a self, doing a journey into a form in order to evolve, and the will to act upon this awareness. As a jolly name, this process as self-psychosynthesis. This process, also defined as a spiritual evolution, is transformative and allowed to transcend the mind fixed into a perception of illusory diversity, into the realization of the unity into diversity, relate to a growth mindset. It is an ongoing process, and this process has as an ultimate goal to bring the mind into the original state, a clear crystal to reflect the self into the personality. The mind, it is recognized in these three approaches to be the most important instrument along the self-realization process. And neither the sense organs nor the sensory faculty works without being associated with the mind, but the mind can function and it is independent of them. The mind, directly related to senses, once become disidentified from any content brought by the senses, reconnect with the intuitive mind, named Buddhi. Buddhi is the mind behind the senses, the channel where the intuition flows from the self. The mind thinking process is an active instrument. In one side, it is connected with all the psychological function as an inner instrument, and also it is connected to the external world to gather and process informations. The mind is the link between the external world and the internal one, and it can be the most powerful instrument in the evolutionary process, or the worst enemy, as described in the Bhagavad Gita. In the chapter 6, verse 5, in the Bhagavad Gita, is said, "A man must elevate himself by his own mind, not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul, and his enemy as well. For him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, his very mind will be the greatest enemy. For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor are all the same." Psychosynthesis Life Coach, we facilitate the client's connection with his own source of wisdom and power, the self, as internal unifying center. Once a stable and steady position in his inner center or presence is reached, we provide the support we are prepared for, be the external unifying center as a mirror for the client so that he can contact his source through us. This presence among two selves is the highest level of relationship we can provide as a coach. It's a transpersonal relationship, transformational at level of self. This is the yoga of coaching we provide as a psychosynthesis life coach. Our focus as a psychosynthesis life coach is on the process to unveil the self and manifest its purpose in each session, allowing the highest potentiality to emerge in the personality to be applied toward the desired outcome. Once the call of self has been heard by the coachee, the next step is for him to choose to respond to this call and actioning upon the awareness of this call. Manifesting the will of the self is the highest form of humanity, and we are expert as a coach or external unifying center, creating a bridge among our inner guide, the self, to the coachee's inner guide, their self. This resonance allows the call of self to be amplified, heard, and choose, thanks to our presence. Psychosynthesis coaching conversation ultimately happens at transpersonal level as a connection among two selves. And we, as a coach, are the expert of the process. The coachee is the expert of the contents and the context. Together, we work in a partnership to manifest the self in here and now, in each outcome that the coachee bring into the session. Explore, expand, empower the I, the self at level of personality, is the beginning, the central phase, and the end of the coaching process. The I, for definition, represents the energetic amount of transpersonal energy of the self available in the personality. I, for definition, is pure awareness, has will, is free from contents. there are always contents in the space defined consciousness of the I, but there is no attachment to these contents once the subject become able to create a neutral psychological space among the contents. Therefore, the I has freedom from the energetic attraction occurring through the unconscious identification with these contents, named subpersonality, once they assume an unconscious but specific form. The magnetism that each subpersonality exercises is generated by his energetic constituents, the samskaras. Assagioli refers to idea forces. We must, however, note that the psyche elements are never found isolated, one could say, in the pure state. In reality, they always tend to associate with each other in various ways. Thus, groups of sensations, ideas, emotions, feelings, impulses, tendencies, and desire of various nature, amplitude, and power are formed, which have been called ideas forces by Fouilly, complex by Jung, or psychic constellations. These complexes then unite with each other in larger groupings until they form, even in a normal individual, real sub-personalities, for example, the professional persona, the family persona, etc. Assagioli continues, they can be compared to the cell of the body, which are united in groups to form tissue, muscular, connective, nervous, and the various tissues intervene in turn forming organs such as stomach, heart, liver, etc. And the organs finally coordinate in the complex system and apparatus, digestive, circulatory, respiratory system. But the psychic systems are still far from being coordinated and harmoniously like those of the body. Among them, there is still a lot of disorder, dissociation, and conflicts. It can be said in general that the cognitive elements give the form and the direction, while the emotional ones give energy, life. In his context of scientific and quantitative rigor, Assagioli makes another series of analogies to help the understanding of some of the relationship between psychic facts. Assagioli says, an idea force can be compared to an electric accumulator or storage system. The cognitive aspect, in this case, corresponds to the material of which the accumulator is composed and to the conducting wires. The charge and the propulsive force correspond instead to the accumulated electric charge. In his article, The Psychology of Idea, he wrote, the electricity of the accumulator always tends to spread, and as soon as it finds a suitable conductor, it pours along it. So the idea force, which has in itself an energy that tends to be externally expressed in acts, and does so as soon as it finds the path free for inhibition, if the accumulator is defective, electricity is easily dispersed. So, if the idea force is confused and uncertain, its energy, however intense at the beginning, is soon dispersed, as is the case with so many hot enthusiasm that have arisen today and fail tomorrow. The psychoelectric analogy also serves to illustrate the various types of combination and connection existing between the various idea forces. The whole psychosynthesis life coaching process requires the education of the coachee about the frame we are introducing and using, the psychosynthesis at personal and transpersonal level, the maps, techniques, and reference points. The mind is the major instrument in our work. In fact, coaching is it performed as an intellectual service. The two major maps of the whole mind in psychosynthesis are the egg diagram and the star diagram. The egg diagram represents an archetype symbol which is equivalent to the cosmic egg described in the Eastern wisdom traditions, in particular with Hiranyagarbha, which means the golden womb, the source of the creation of the whole universe or cosmos, as in the Rig Veda is well defined. The knowledge of how the mind is functioning also through this ancient Vedic wisdom tradition offers to the coach another deep and highest way to understand the subtle energetic process about the functionality of this major instrument, the whole mind. Samkalpa is the process that explains in detail how the mind is functioning. And this knowledge, once become awareness, create the foundation in the coaching relationship, trust and intimacy with the coachee in a more deep and high level, the transpersonal one. In order to create and trust the self-realization process along the coaching session, in coaching in psychosynthesis, the foundation or presupposition is our presence to the I self, to the I self of the client. This partnership based upon selves generate a transpersonal process occurring by passing through the personality to the superconscious level, where the energies of the self are present as a potentiality, not yet utilized by the client. We become the external resources with the ability to connect the client with their self, the source from which the action par excellence emerges. We are unifying external center, mirroring the unifying internal center of the client. By create and sustain the transpersonal process, we allow the evolutionary growth to occur in each session for both the coachee and the coach. The coachee, in synthesis, become while doing more and more as its inner image or ideal model, as we call the unique footprint, the self manifesting through the eye. This is a transpersonal process being founded and focused on the self in its journey in the manifested form, immersed into the personality. The self has purpose, meaning, and values, and we allow the coachee to unveil in a generative way the mechanism through which the substance, the self, takes shape and manifests itself through the personality, through the eye, its reflection in the field of consciousness in the middle of the egg diagram. The eye uses the psychological functions, the instruments to experience the external world, acting as energy transducer. The external experience become an internal experience through the psychological functions, which represent the manifested form of the subtle substance, the energetic field or faculty senses. How this process occurs from the perspective of the Vedic wisdom tradition, contextualized within the psychosynthesis frame, gives to the coaching toolkit a powerful instrument to know more about the whole unconscious and conscious mindset, therefore empowering the process toward manifesting the future asking to emerge. Psychosynthesis has its foundation in science. Roberto Saggioli was a doctor, psychiatrist, and educator. His vast knowledge was distilled into the synthesis of the psyche, or psychosynthesis, within the frame of the scientific methodology. The self-realization process allows the subject to reach the highest peaks of the psyche, the highest potentialities emerging from the experience of being more than the result of the personal history. Once the metaphysical reality is reached, a Saggioli with psychosynthesis stops. The enormous research he did in this field, the metaphysical reality, was held under the synonymous of considerator, leaving distinctly separated psychosynthesis as a scientific methodology with the metaphysical research. Psychosynthesis life coaching, a growth transpersonal process. The essence of psychosynthesis life coaching. We believe that, as humans, we all have immeasurable resources or potentialities, energy, wisdom, and ability waiting to be discovered and used to co-create the life we want faster and more easily, utilizing those resources to facilitate change and realize our potential. We focus on the present and future, on the client's strength, on life purpose and goals, working with clients to create new possibilities to fulfill their life. We coach our client toward achieving a quality of awareness that everything within ourselves, history, subpersonalities, errors, crisis, joy, suffering, positive and negative aspect, high and deep realities, has a right to exist, has a meaning and has a value to bring into our wholeness as a gift to life itself. Through times and circumstances, we get to life's larger goal through an irreversible process, the growth through transformations and integrations, or synthesis. We are professional helpers speeding up this process by honoring our past and living fully the present with open eyes, open mind, and open will and open heart toward the emerging possibility of the future, as described by Otto Scharmer in the Theory U. Based on the belief that all individuals are whole, capable, coaching assumes the client is an expert with the capacity to determine what is best for their life. The coach works along with the client to maximize their personal and professional potential, to create extraordinary life and close the gap between where they are in the present moment and where they want to be by sensing and aligning with the emerging self. We help our clients to name and become more and more aware of the field of infinite possibilities that have already been felt through their life, to be present as a nameless sensation, and then by assessing this transpersonal dimension, naming it, grounding it, and through affirmation, anchoring this energy into daily life as empowerment toward their goal. We turn toward our client with curiosity to find more about their mindset, their vision, desire, talent, core needs, agenda, and goals. And with passion and determination, we ask the client to consider the truth, not just the first things coming into mind, and then to listen and live their life's purpose to grow in perspective, attitude, and mindset, and rise their own standards first to design the life they want and then bring out their own brilliance and resources to achieve excellence and create meaningful, extraordinary life. The necessary third phase of the psychosynthesis process is the creation of clarity and space for the I as a director of the whole personality, personal psychosynthesis. This is followed by a second phase involving movement toward the realization, grounding, and utilization of the higher potential within everyday life, transpersonal psychosynthesis. Psychosynthesis life coaching moves the client into action, accelerating their process by providing greater focus and awareness of all the possibilities which exist as I to create fulfilling life and setting healthy boundaries instead of creating limiting comfort zones. In the coaching conversation, we work in particular with the I by expanding the limiting identifications, by exploring the limiting belief of a comfort zone, pushing the edge with empathy to let the core need barrel by the need of the subpersonalities emerge, helping the client find motivation for change along with a flexible movement through awareness and will. As a statement, I has consciousness and will and no contents, includes the attribute of observation, awareness, power, and therefore responsibility of choice. The self is the deeper reality responsible for one's being. The sense of personal self or I exists as a relational emanation of the self, forever linked to it. The bond between the I and the self is neither lost nor broken, but each person has a different level of awareness about this relationship, and some may be completely blind to it. Making the connection, bringing into awareness the relation I-self, and subsequently into action toward the goal is the core point of coaching as a transpersonal process. Thank you for listening for this first part of the Yoga of Coaching. I hope you enjoy it.